And welcome to our Sounding Off with Kim Munson podcast. These podcasts are being created so that we can go a bit more in-depth to some of these important subjects. And oh my gosh, we have an important subject that we're talking about today, and that is election integrity. And on the line with me is Holly with Altitude. And she has been really watching and working with the U.S. Election Integrity Plan regarding getting us to where we can trust our elections, where they're honest elections. Holly, welcome into the podcast.
Thank you very much.
What is going on out there? I had seen that Mike Lindell had a symposium up in South Dakota that seemed to have some very important information. And of course, the whistleblower, Tina Peters, who is the Mesa County Clerk and Recorder here in Colorado, had some information. What's going on out there, Holly?
Well, in Mesa County, basically what's happened is the constituents out there had approached Tina to take a second look at the 2020 election results in Mesa County. Originally, Tina was, you know, hesitant, thinking everything was fine out there, and with some persuasion, some evidence, and some working with Tina, she decided, okay, you know, the constituents out here in Mesa are not confident. It's my job to make sure that the elections are free and fair. And so what happened is Tina did start taking a second look at the elections and found some very disturbing problems with the Dominion machine.
And what were they?
Well, what had happened is Dominion had been scheduled to do quote-unquote updates with their software, and that was to be with every county who uses Dominion software in Colorado. And Tina wisely ended up with an image of the machines, which means basically a backup of just a complete picture of the state of the machine and the data before the trusted build, which is what they call the update. And when I say they, it's Jenna Griswold and Dominion. And then there was an image taken after from the Dominion machines. And during the symposium in South Dakota, that difference in the before and after picture was exposed. And within that, they saw that records had been deleted from the machines, which by law, Colorado law is 25 months and federal law is 22 months that records need to be preserved.
Okay, so let's just make sure that people understand that. So this trusted build, and I had actually had talked to a clerk and recorder from a different county, and they said that this trusted build was to be done because it was preparing the machines for the 2021 election. Of course, that election's just right around the corner. And so that seemed like a plausible explanation. What would you say to that, Holly?
Yes, I'm sure there was updates that had to happen with the machines to get them ready for the next election. I mean, we update software all the time, right, on our computers and our phones and that sort of thing. So that's not uncommon. But the problem is that the county clerks were sent an email, a private email that was leaked in, let me think, May of this year or early June. And the information that the clerks were given about the trusted build was very thin. It was basically four or five bullet points that said, we're going to be adding new access and better functionality and, you know, some bells and whistles, you know, just no technical data. But in our research, we found the actual software updates, and it was, I can't remember, it was, I think, around 20 pages of line item updates that the clerk and recorders did not know and were not given that information. So you can imagine what was happening when, you know, the clerks were given four bullet points, the reality are 27 pages, something is going on.
True that. Now, I don't know anything about this, so I'm just a common person asking this question. But it seems like an update would not mean that you would have to erase any files, correct?
That's true. Updates don't necessarily mean that files are erased, but things can be added and moved seamlessly during an update. And in fact, there were some other problems that were found with Tina's data, and that just goes a little bit more technically, but the whole point is this was not an honest and upfront process. And in fact, the Secretary of State and Dominion went to great lengths to hide when those updates were happening in any given county in Colorado.
Have all of the updates been completed now?
I don't know. None of us know. Because again, we're not given any sort of information on that. I would guess that it's getting close to having all of these machines updated because of the upcoming election. You know, they're racing to, first, Dominion is racing to cover their tracks along with the Secretary of State. But on the other hand, the clerks are governed by procedure and policies that, they've got regulations that they have to follow in order to comply with the law. So the clerks are kind of in a pinch here.
They are. And then one other thing, just wanted to drill down a little bit more on this, and that is that data from an election is to be kept, you said, for federal elections 22 months, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. So coming in and doing a trusted build, and the election was in November of 2020, we're now in August or July or August of 2021, that's clearly not 22 months. And so somebody is not adhering to the law.
That's correct. Now, what we will hear from Jenna Griswold and Dominion is they will try to wiggle around what is a record. And you know, it's easy to anticipate what's coming. They'll say that these are not records. That will be the argument in court.
Fascinating. Uh-huh. Where are we? Well, and then I remember seeing a headline that Tina Peters' offices were, I don't know if raided is the right word, by the Secretary of State's staff. What's your thoughts on that, Holly?
Well, they did have a warrant, and you're right. Tina's office was raided, and my personal feeling, I'm not a lawyer, is that it's very questionable as to why these offices were raided. And it wasn't just one raid. It was, I believe, on August 10th, Tina's office was raided in cooperation with a newly appointed Mesa County DA and the sheriff. And then there subsequently, I believe the night of the 10th, a home was raided of one of Tina's staffers, and that happened in the middle of the night with children asleep, and electronics were confiscated from the home, including the children's toys, electronic toys. And then there was a third raid back in Tina's office, and I believe that was maybe on the 13th or 14th, where the Dominion machines were confiscated and electronics were confiscated.
Okay, so that means that any proof of those Dominion machines is now in the hands of Jenna Griswold?
I would assume so. Or maybe they're at the sheriff's office. I don't know where that evidence went.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody does.
Okay. I did somebody or I saw a headline come through that Jenna Griswold was going to be doing a press conference regarding this. And I thought, oh, I'll tune in. And it was very interesting. To her left, I think it would have been, was Matt Crane, who is my understanding is the executive director of the Colorado County Clerks Association, which that's an association that your county clerks will go to for information. And I tuned in. I thought, well, I want to see what they have to say. And I looked at it. It was like 40 or 50 minutes long. I'm kind of like, I don't think the truth takes that long to try to explain. But I thought that was interesting. And I didn't have time to watch the whole thing. But I found that just, I guess, curious, Holly.
We all found that curious. What's really interesting was Jenna's body language during that press conference. I mean, she was clearly not at ease with what was going on. Her facial expression, she basically white-knuckled her way through that particular conference. And I think, you know, just to kind of capture right now and give a summary as we're moving through this information, what we're seeing here with Jenna Griswold and Matt Crane and the County Clerks Association is a consolidation of power. Our elections are meant to be decentralized. They're meant to be independent and run by local people for local people. And the information from those elections on the precinct level rolls into the county level, and that goes up to the state. Now, with Jenna's actions, and I can go into the county clerks in just a minute, but with Jenna's action, what she's really trying to do is roll up power and bring it up to the state level. And if you need any more evidence of that, it's not just the action at Tina Peters' office. It is Jenna's emergency rules hearing and her regular rules changes, which are just egregious overreaches in terms of grabbing power from the local people and putting it under the umbrella of the state. So I think that's the main thing that's happening with all of this. Yes, the details are important, but why is this happening? And that's the reason.
Well, and then we also see back in Washington, D.C., that Pelosi and that whole group wants to actually roll it up even more up into the federal government. And as you said, elections are supposed to be for local people, by local people. And I think the founders wanted it that way because it is a lot more difficult to affect the integrity of elections if you have all these different entities out there that are running their own local elections.
That's right. And it also goes to self-governance, correct? What works for one county and neighborhood does not necessarily work for the rest. I mean, you know, look at Mesa County versus Denver. Those two counties, by their nature and population, have completely different needs for their elections.
So where's this going to go, do you think, Holly?
Well, the troubling thing is this is endemic in Colorado. Getting back to the County Clerks Association, we've got to look at that group. It's a private entity. It's a nonprofit, 501c3, and we've got to look at the purpose of what that organization is all about. If you go to their homepage, it really is about tech and modernizing elections. And what's happening, I believe, and I think it's signaled by Matt Crane standing by Jenna Griswold, in her last news conference, is that there's pressure being put on these county clerks to comply with Jenna Griswold. We've been hearing rumors of threats and threats of legal action against the county clerks if they allow citizens to access the paper ballots, the envelopes, and the ability to do a forensic audit if the citizens of that particular county want to do that. And again, further evidence is Jenna Griswold's emergency rules declaration, where no third party can come in to Colorado and do an audit, which essentially means only the state can audit the state.
Oh, that works out pretty well, huh?
It definitely does. I mean, Stalin is nodding. Yes, Jenna, you've done a great job.
Wow. It would be like me auditing my own tax return if the IRS came in, right?
That's exactly it. I mean, everybody who runs a business knows that you can't do that. And companies go through audits every year. I mean, it's just the way things work in the U.S. We audit, we have third-party audits to make sure things are honest.
Boy, I tell you, there. Well, and let's just talk a little bit more about Matt Crane, because he had been the county clerk and recorder in Arapahoe County, Republican, kind of a darling of the Republican Party, if you will. And it's been uncovered that his wife worked for Dominion for many years. And it's questionable how a county clerk who is using certain voting machines has a family member that's working for that company. That just seems a little too close for comfort.
It's definitely a conflict of interest, and it gets worse. What's going to be happening is a push towards mobile voting, which is even more fraught with issues and security problems than the horrible voting machines that we're working with now. And it turns out that Matt Crane is a director of a company called Global Mobile. Now, we use Global Mobile in Colorado for text-secure voting. And text-secure is a way that errant votes are turned back to the voter, and the voter is given the ability through their cell phone to correct any errors in their ballot. Now, Matt Crane is the poster child, literally. He was on a poster at the National Association of Secretaries of State Conference with his signature on there. He looks like, George Foreman on the Foreman grill. And it's for this company. And it's happening now. Now, you can't tell me that Matt Crane is not educating and promoting mobile voting to these county clerks as the executive director. And it's very convenient that he's got all 64 Colorado clerks in one place at one time at any given time to be able to convey his messages.
And again, you said he's on the board of this company, or?
Yeah, he's an advisor.
That's what it says.
Yes, but conveniently, his picture is nowhere to be found on their website, but in their in-person collateral, his face is front and center. I've got an image of it. And Joe Altman, actually, if you want to check that out, it's on his Facebook page.
Wow. Okay. Okay, 2021 is right around the corner. Is there any chance that anything is going to happen before the 2021 election here in Colorado? Or are you really focused on getting 2022? I'm going to say cleaned up, because it looks like that there's... I know we can't say anything for sure, but it looks like there's some smoke going on there. So what's going to happen?
Right. Well, the goal is to find out what happened in 2020. Find the truth, understand the truth, spread the truth, and fix the problem. And, there's so much resistance to just understanding what happened in 2020. Mesa County, in the midst of all of this upheaval around Jenna Griswold coming in and Tina Peters, the county commissioners had the audacity to have a hearing, I believe, 2 days ago at 1 p.m. You can find it on the actual recording of the hearing on the Mesa County website and their archives. It's very easy to find. They had a hearing where they were going to decide, as county commissioners, whether or not to extend their Dominion contract in Mesa County for another 7 years.
Wow.
I mean, yes. And what happened, I mean, there was a massive outpouring of testimony in person and through emails and letters. And It was absolutely stunning. I mean, the people who showed up in Mesa County were educated, they were smart, they were articulate, they were emotional. And, you know, as I was watching the hearing, I thought, okay, great. There's no way listening to all of this personal testimony from veterans and moms and grandmas and students, very young people were there, that they would extend this egregious contract. And it turns out the county commissioners listened to all of this testimony, and in a snap 3-0 vote, they opted to keep Dominion. It was absolutely shocking, and I wonder what happened there. Who got to these people? Why did these county commissioners not listen to their constituents?
Well, and they're all three Republicans, yes?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
Mm-mm.
I know a couple of them are. I don't know about the other person. Yeah, that's pretty remarkable. And then they also have designated Wayne Williams to oversee this next election in Mesa County, correct?
Yes. So Griswold, back to this consolidation of power, after she raided and claimed that, you know, Tina could not run the elections, which again is another overreach, because the position technically is not vacated because Tina did not pass away and she did not retire. So the county clerk's position is still, I don't know what you call it, it's still occupied. Griswold came in and said, okay, I want to appoint Sheila Reiner to run the elections. Now, Sheila Reiner is the current treasurer of Mesa County. And Sheila, surprisingly, went and re-upped her election official credentials 7 days before the Griswold raids happened as the county treasurer. Now, that is extremely suspect. If you already have a job and you're already the treasurer of a county, why would you need to make sure that you can run an election officially?
Wow.
Right. Wow. So that suggests there was information floating around before Griswold went after Tina. So the county commissioners finally realized, you know, are they going to do their duty and represent the constituents of Mesa County and push back on Griswold and say, well, look, if we do want to appoint somebody to be a representative and to run the elections until things get straightened out, it's our choice, not Griswold's choice. And, you know, I should mention that Reiner was the one who led a recall effort against Tina Peters, and it failed. And there was issues with security cards and keys and that sort of thing that Tina Peters discovered once she took office after she beat Sheila Reiner in the election, and turned over all of this evidence to the DA in Mesa County, and the DA declined to investigate. So now the DA is investigating Tina Peters.
Wow.
It's pretty shocking. So moving on to Wayne Williams, yes, the county commissioners decided to appoint Wayne Williams to run the election in Mesa County. Now, he's a sitting council member in El Paso County. He's also the one who, in 2015, rammed Dominion down every county's throat, causing, you know, the widespread use of Dominion machines. And there was quite a stir at that time. Several counties had to sue Williams to get out from under having to use Dominion. So he's got a conflict of interest there. I mean, he's said many times there's been no election fraud, Dominion is great, Colorado is the gold standard. And he obviously has a vested interest in promoting that because, you know, he is the one essentially responsible for bringing Dominion into Colorado. But more interestingly, he currently is a senior advisor to Runbeck. Now, if Runbeck is a ballot printing company. And
so, and how do you spell that?
R-U-N-B-E-C-K.
Okay.
And Runbeck is now being accused and potentially will be found out once the Arizona audit report comes out of pre-printing ballots for elections across the nation in 2020. They just had major scandals and, a very dirty past. So now Wayne Williams is an acting senior advisor for Runbeck, and he's going to run the elections in Mesa County. Curiously, in July, this past July, the county commissioners signed a $100,000 to $300,000 contract with Runbeck.
And what do they do exactly?
They print ballots. They process ballots. They've got equipment and machines. It's a pretty large enterprise for ballot printing and processing.
Okay. So, I mean, that's a service that we need. Yes, that is a service. But it's curious that the guy that is overseeing the elections is also on a senior advisor to them. That is what's so curious, correct?
Correct. And his conflict of interest with Dominion. I mean, why would they pick somebody with these such horrible optics in this climate?
That is the big question for sure. Colorado has been touted as the gold standard, but it looks like this gold might be a little bit tarnished.
Yes, it's the gold standard for election fraud. And in fact, in an earlier article I wrote in January, it's called the Colorado, the Election Fraud Test Kitchen. And the thesis of the article is that Colorado is ground zero for much of the nefarious nature of the election fraud that happened across the nation. There's a certain set of conditions here in Colorado that have created the opportune place to test, learn, try, optimize, and eventually package up and promote fraudulent behavior or procedures to states across the U.S. And the best way to be able to promote that is to self-brand the state as saying, we are the gold standard for elections. And, it's just a tidy little package.
Well, it really is. Now, first of all, you've said the word fraud, and I know that you have been working hard with the U.S. Election Integrity Plan, and I hear people say, well, nothing's been proven yet, and you'd think by this time something was proven, but you've used the word fraud. How would you respond to people that say that?
Well, first of all, fraud has been proven. I mean, there's numerous experts across the U.S. who are far smarter than I am, who have been able to prove that there are anomalies in algorithms in the machines. I think Dr. Shiva, the guy, I think he's known as the man with two brains. I believe he has two or four PhDs from MIT. I mean, he's an absolutely brilliant man. He proved that there have been issues with the machines. Then there's Dr. Frank, a world-renowned physicist who has found issues, and on and on. So there is evidence of that happening. Now, as far as Colorado goes, when you're not allowed to have access to the machines to actually do a forensic deep dive, which, Tina Peters, the hero that she is, showed us that indeed during the trusted build, records were erased. That's fraud. that stops anybody from understanding what happened before and after the election. So I would say to the people who don't believe that there's fraud, educate yourself. You are misinformed. And I would also say that the U.S. Election Integrity Plan is working very diligently to validate key indicators across the state that are showing us that, you know, there are anomalies, there are problems with how our elections have been run.
Wow. How can people get more information, and how could people possibly help you?
You can get involved by visiting useip.org. That's our website. We are 100% grassroots volunteer organization. We're unaffiliated and nonpartisan. We have folks from all different political backgrounds working together. And the most important thing is we don't take any money. We don't raise money. We don't raise funds. We just are doing the work. And it's basically citizens coming together just trying to find the truth of what happened in 2020.
Well, we don't have a country if we don't make sure that we have free, fair, and honest elections. And so this is monumental work that you and your team, the people you're working with, are doing. So, Holly, with Altitude, I so appreciate you sharing all this information with us. Is there anything else, kind of final thought you'd like to leave with our listeners?
You know, get involved, learn, share the truth, and come and join us. It's actually really fun work, and, you know, we haven't had any problems with people not wanting to talk to us about how they voted in 2020. In fact, you know, when we say, how did you vote, the media, I'm sure, is going to start smearing it, saying we're asking, who did you vote for? And we're actually not asking that. We never would, and we don't. We maintain everybody's privacy. Well, when we ask, how did you vote, we just say by mail or in person.
Okay.
Because that's a publicly available voting record. So it's really straightforward. It's quick, easy, and we're finding a lot of issues, and we need to get to the bottom of this.
Well, really appreciate your great work that you're doing on that. And that's Holly with Altitude and working with the U.S. Election Integrity Plan. And keep us in the loop on what's happening.
Sure will. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. And my friends, really, we have a country that we need to make sure that we protect this American idea. So God bless you and God bless America.